Live is het al te zijn. Het eerste nummer van de Indigo Girls. Rechtstreeks uit de Verenigde Staten en een dagje in Nederland. En we hebben ze onmiddellijk de studio ingesleept. Ze heten Amy Ray en Emily Selliers. Selliers? Selliers, yeah, that's right, that's right. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy to be here with you, anyway. When did you two meet? When did you started to sing? You're Amy?
I'm Emily.
You're Emily, yes, of course. You pronounce your name right, so.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. We met actually when I was about 10 years old. Amy was 9, and we went to the same high school. And then we started playing just for fun at the end of high school, which was 1980, 81. And we've been playing ever since then.
Never any quarrels, boredom, or whatever? Hate?
That's the main question always, isn't it?
Yes, why not?
No. I mean, we get along like family, you know. We just give each other enough space so that we have time to vent, you know, on our own. But it's just like being sisters.
Your songwriting is, well, it's a kind of literary kind of songwriting. And the title of your new CD is called Rites of Passage, which is also the title of a book. You know that?
No, what book?
William Goldie.
Oh, really? I've never read it.
No, he's the author of Lord of the Flies.
Yeah, I've read that book, but we didn't know that. No one's ever said that to us either. It's interesting.
Who influenced you in your songwriting?
Well, I've been influenced a lot by, you know, people like Bob Dylan and Neil Young from the folk era, and then, you know, more recently, a lot of the Georgia artists are really influential to me. There's a band called Magna Pop.
Georgia on your mind.
Yeah, Georgia on my mind. There's a band called Magna Pop from the Atlanta area that actually plays in Holland, I think, quite a bit. That's, you know, it's kind of more of an alternative college type stuff that influences me.
A lot of big name musicians are with you at the moment. Your last album is David Crosby playing as well, from Crosby, Stills and Nash?
Yeah, David sang some, and Jackson Brown sang with him. We sort of meet people along the way, and they seem to have the same sentiment about music that we do, and so when we're making a record, we just call them up and say, would you like to sing with us? And fortunately, they say yes.
But you have to get a name for yourself first before you do that, no, or not?
I don't think you have to have a name for yourself. I think you have to feel the same way about music, because really, when we met Jackson, we weren't that well-known at all, and even now we're not really that well-known, you know, even back in the States, although we have a strong following. So I think you just have to like to sing together.
That's right. We like to hear you sing. Please do your next number, please.
Oh, yeah, we need to tune up real quick before we do it, but
It's a song called Galileo.
Galileo?
Yes, it's about reincarnation.
And the biblical song.
Is it a biblical song? Well, no, not really.
No, it's not biblical, no.
But
no.
It is about...
No, Galileo is the scientist, yes.
That's right. And just recently the church has forgiven him for all his sins of truth. Which is
yes, that's right. Only recently. Yeah, the Pope said that.
It's laughable.
Very much.
She needs one too.
Okay. So we gaan even optunen.
As quickly as we can.